AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Federal Reserve Board raises its key interest rate by 0.75%.
It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
Board Chair Jerome Powell.
We at the Fed understand the hardship that high inflation is causing. We're strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so.
It's the largest rate increase since 1994. President Biden says the U.S. will send another $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
It includes guided MLRS munitions, 18 more M777 howitzers, and the tactical vehicles to tow them, and 36,000 rounds of 155-millimeter ammunition.
Two Alabama men, both military veterans who went to Ukraine to help in the war against Russia, haven't been heard from in a week since they were last contacted by family in the Kharkiv region of eastern Ukraine. The State Department is looking into reports that Russian or Russian-backed separatist forces have captured at least two American citizens. Last week, a court in the rebel-controlled part of Ukraine sentenced two Britons and a Moroccan to death. The white 18-year-old accused of killing 10 black people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket faces federal hate crime charges. AP Sagarmigani has this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the criminal complaint quotes Peyton Gendron as laying out what he wanted to do at the top supermarket.
To quote, kill as many blacks as possible.
Gendron was already facing a mandatory life sentence if convicted on state charges. Garland is not ruling out federal prosecutors seeking the death penalty. He announced the charges in Buffalo after visiting with relatives of the victims and placing flowers at a memorial outside the store. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. The man who shot and wounded President Reagan in 1981 is no longer under court oversight after years of supervision. AP's Mike Kempen has this.
After concluding decades of supervision by legal and mental health professionals, John Hinckley wrote on his Twitter account, quote, after 41 years, 2 months, and 15 days, freedom at last. The lifting of restrictions had been expected since last September, when U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman said he planned to free Hinckley in June if he remained stable. At that time, Hinckley's attorney, Barry Levine, said his client was doing well.
I think John has done exceedingly well over a long period of time. His disease is in full remission. He's done nothing dangerous.
Friedman says Hinckley has shown no signs of active mental illness since the 1980s and has exhibited no violent behavior or interest in weapons.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.